Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Wellness in the Multiverse. Today I wanted to talk about losing belly fat. This is a common question I get. And the reason why I have a speedster behind me, Barry Allen the Flash, is because I wish there was a secret. I wish we could all be superheroes and get, well, I don't wish we should all get hit by lightning, but you know, if it gives us power, why not? Because the truth is there's no secret, and it's sad, and I know, and I understand it is. It's just that it's a question I get so often on lives, on comments, on DMs, and how can I reduce belly fat? How can I get rid of my belly fat? And we just need to understand at first, what is fat, you know, and how to lose it. And then we can understand why it's not possible to target fat in your body. The problem is that we've been lied to forever and ever, you know. Every commercial you saw growing up of those little things juggling the weights and being like, oh, this is how you lose fat. And ab crunch machine that told you reduce belly fat with that. And then you see a before and after, and the guy starts with, you know, fat around the belly. And then the after picture, he has like massive arms, pecs, back, lats, you know, and abs. You're like, yeah, that's what it did it. Yeah, that's the machine. It just did abs. No, you don't do abs and get bigger biceps. That's not how it works. But you know, we want to believe it, so we buy that little machine, and then I'm gonna do ab crunch, and therefore if my ab muscles are contracting, obviously I'm losing fat in the belly. No. And this comes out of the lie we've been told. The thing is that fat comes from a surplus in calories that you've had in the past, right? Or that you are currently having. If you keep increasing your weight, there is a surplus in calories you're having. Therefore, it means that you are either, well, it actually just means that you are eating more calories than you're burning. Pretty much it, right? So you're, for example, eating 3,000 calories a day and burning 2,500. Burning 2,500 is a good thing to do, but if you have 3,000 calories coming in, then you have a gap of 500 calories. And those calories are just, you know, sugar, carbs, fat, protein that you eat. But if you're not losing it, if you're not using those calories as they come in and for the day that's going on in the next day, the thing with this is that your body is not a dumbass. You know, your body knows what he has to do, or it has to do. Your body is a survival machine. You know, it needs storage. Your body has no idea that a fridge exists and all of that. What it has to do is we need to figure a way to store energy for when we don't have sufficient food. The problem now, we rarely have insufficient food. You have grocery stores, you have a bunch of stuff, and then we have sugar and carbs and you know, brunches and dinner, so many things that fall on calories, but your body's not just like, things have changed, now we're good, we have groceries, so everything that we eat, we're just gonna exert and it will be fine. No, unfortunately, it's not how it works. Your body will store that energy inside of you. And where it does it does not depend on you. I'm sorry. You're not choosing like, oh, so today I'm just going to go on my app, my fat app, and I'm going to open my fat app and just be like, I want my fat. This is why it's called a fat app, because you decide where you want to put your fat. And I'm going to put my fat of today. I want bigger arms, so put that in my arms. And then we'll see later if I put that in my calves or in my thighs. No, your body decides. So most likely, if you're a guy, it's the belly. And it's why people are like, oh, I want to lose fat in my belly, because it's the first place your body will store it, as well as it's the last place it's going to lose it from. So you need to know, and this is, take your pen and paper. It is a teachable moment. Now it's time to understand what you're doing. What I mean by that is that you need to know how many calories you're burning. So you need to understand your basal metabolic rate. Let's assume that you didn't screw it up too much and you're around 1600 calories a day of basal metabolic rate. Great. Now you need to account for the NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Moving. I'm standing right now, you know, and I'm moving as I speak. So that requires energy. I had a client this morning and I walked my dog and I'm still going to do that. And I'm going to be, you know, doing a bunch of stuff today on my feet. And this actually requires my body to tap into energy sources. I had a breakfast this morning. Most likely and highly likely, this is where it's coming from, you know, my breakfast. But when I run out of the calories from my breakfast, you know, my body will need to tap into other resources. Fat that is stored in my body, wherever. So the NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. You need to account for it. It's when you walk, take the stairs, you live your life, you know. This will be the most calorie you burn in a day. This is one of the most important things you need to do is increase the NEAT. Hence, the speedster, they're moving a lot, they're running a lot, they're like, they're lean is, yeah, they're using the speed force, it's different, but nonetheless, you know, they move a lot. This is what you need to do. You just need to move more. And I know how it sounds, and I'm sorry. So you have the NEAT, and then you have, you know, the food thermogenesis, so every time you eat, you know, protein, it requires some calories to be digested, and then carbs is the same thing, and then fat is the same thing. They don't have the same level, you know. It's a small portion. We don't really account for that. And then you have your workout. So the workout, unfortunately, unless you're going all out for about an hour and like very much all out, you're going to burn around 400, 500, 600 calories, maybe six, let's say 600. It was a good one, right? It's not crazy. It's not a lot. Don't forget, you ate around 3,000 calories, and you need to account for those calories. And if you want to lose weight, then you need to burn 3,500 calories, or, and that's with NEAT, you know, activities, working out, all of that. Or the other thing you need to do, look at the calorie you consume. You need to know how many calories a day you eat. I have a bunch of videos on that, on my page, and all of this, you know. Very simple. You just get your phone, because most likely you have one, and you're just going to go on your App Store, Play Store, whatever store, and download MyFitnessPal. Once you have MyFitnessPal, you're going to start logging your food. But I don't want to log my food. This is so much work. Okay, then don't lose weight. I'll wait. Let that sink in. You need to log your food. You need to have an idea of what you're doing. I don't mean to the calorie. I don't mean like you need to know like the exact amount. But you need an idea. Are you eating 3,000 or are you at 1,200 and you have zero energy and this is why you're not moving more? This is another problem. We'll get into that one in another podcast. So you need to know. Once you know, right, now you're looking for the math behind all of it. I'm having that amount of calories. Great. Where are they coming from? Another step. Yes, another step. There's something more. There's always something more. Is it too much carbs? Is it too much fat? Is it too much sugar? I'm going to tell you right out the gate, and I would bet my career on it. You have not enough protein, too much carbs. So start with this. Increase the amount of protein you have and decrease the amount of carbs and sugar you're having. Right out the gate. I would bet on that, right? So you need to increase the amount of protein, decrease the amount of carbs, and then, you know, put your calories at a deficit range of 500 calories a day. You're going to be hungry. I'm sorry. It's just how it is. So you're going to be hungry. It's fine. Don't worry. You're trying to lose weight. When you get hungry and when you give consistently, keyword, consistently, you are burning more calories than you consume at a rate of 500 calories a day, for example, then your body only has a one option. Let's get into storage. Let's go burn that storage that we have, fat, right? So it's going to go into your fat wherever you're, as much as you're not deciding where you want it to go into your body, you're not deciding where it's going to go. And then if you're a guy, you're going to lean out on the legs, you're going to lean out on the shoulders and on the arms and on this, and you'll be like, oh, that's, you know, I feel shape here and this is getting better and everything is getting better, but damn, my belly. And then it's consistency, because everything you did was right. All you have to do is keep going. And when you have limited amount of storage in shoulder, arm, legs, and all of that, your body has no other choices. It's going to be like, yeah, you know what? We'll give him this one. Let's go into the belly storage. And it's going to go there. And you start to lose belly fat with consistency, effort, you know, calorie deficit, protein, activity level. Yeah, all of it. And this is as simple as that. Okay, it's not simple. It's hard. Takes a lot to do that. Takes a lot of, you know, effort, patience, work. Unfortunately, it is how it is, you know. This is just how it has to happen. And let's say you're doing all of that. You're like, I'm going to track my food, right? And I'm going to move more. And you start doing that. You move more, increasing the need. You track your food and you increase your workout intensity, all of that. You do all of it. But then you're like, I don't know why. I don't lose weight. What's going on? Then you need the other step. The other step is a bit further. I don't very much like that one. I do it sometime, but because I did it in the past, I have an idea of what I'm doing right now. But yeah, you're going to have to weigh your food for a little bit of time. You know, you're going to have to know if you're making mistakes, because sometimes you'll be like, oh, today I ate that. And you put that into your fitness pal, but then you didn't count for the handful of this and the little bit of that and the little here and there, you know, that's happening. And then that little, okay, I'm going to put, you know, that amount of fries, whatever. And you put fries in there and you're like, it's not enough. And you put just a little more. And then you didn't account for the oil you put on top. And turns out you thought you were in a 500 calorie deficit, but turns out you are in a surplus of like 200 calories a day because of all those little things. So this is another step you'll have to look for if something's not moving in the right direction. So, belly fat, can I lose it? Yes. Will it take time? Yes. Can I decide, and is there a trick? Can I just do this and lose belly fat? No. It's not possible, but you can move. You can move more, you can eat better, and you can look for the calories and all of this, and then with some time and due time, it's going to work, it's going to go. You just have to trust the process. Thank you. On the note of The Flash, Barry Allen, the Speedster, to go a bit with the stories, you know, that you should read, they recently had a story that was very good, actually. So you can look that one up. It's The 1 Minute War, something like that. The Flash 1 Minute War. It came out before Christmas. I don't exactly remember when. And basically, you know, there's an alien invasion, some types of invasion that kind of freezes time. But only the speedsters, since they are very, very fast, are aware of what's going on. And they seem to be at war for a very extended period of time. But for everyone else, it took about a minute, hence the name, 1 Minute War. So it's a great story. You should check it out. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Have a good day, guys, and try to lose belly fat with patience, consistency, and effort. Bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to know more about how I can help you make fitness a sustainable lifestyle, you can reach out to me on any social media platform at Joe Gagne Trainer. Thanks again. Till next time.